You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, live from the Auto Farm Studios. I am thrilled to bring in our next guest. Legendary college football coach Bob Stoops spent 18 years at the helm in Oklahoma, won a national championship back in 2000, accumulated 10 Big 12 championships, and also helped produce three Heisman Trophy winners. He walked away from the game of football just a couple of seasons ago, but now he's set to make his return with the XFL, and he also has a new book that just hit shelves. It's called No Excuses: The Making of a Head Coach. Bob Stoops joining us right now over the phone. And, Coach, it is a pleasure and an honor to get you on the show today. Thank you so much for taking out the time to join us.
Great to be with you today.
Coach, let's start by talking about the new book that is out. It's called No Excuses: The Making of a Head Coach. Very interesting book. I haven't completed my reading yet, but I'm certainly getting close and I've enjoyed it. Let's talk a bit about this book and the inspiration behind it.
You know, as much as anything, I've just been asked through the years, how did I become a head coach? How did you do this? What was your path? You know, from so many people asking you, and you know, it's just hard to explain all that in five minute conversation. You know, all the years that have led to what we did at Oklahoma and being the head coach. And the other thing I'm asked a lot is, how did we change the culture at Oklahoma so fast? You know, from so many years not winning, or being in championship games and not winning even conference championship games, how did we turn it around so quickly and go undefeated in our second year, and then keep it that way? Keep it, you know, in the top part of all college football, the top 5-10 most of the years. How did we do that over the next 20 years? Keep it so consistent. And again, it's just hard to explain all that in 5 minutes. So I had the time to do it and decided I'd lay it all out. These were our philosophies and how we did it, and my path from growing up in Youngstown, Ohio, to going to school at Iowa and you know, and then becoming a coach. So it's just time to do it and laid it all out.
Coach, one of the most interesting aspects for me personally about reading this book is really taking a look at your coaching resume. I mean, the fact is, you're a head coach at Oklahoma. That was your first head coaching job, especially at the collegiate level, and you were there, from 2000 or 1999 until you called it quits in 2016. And the old saying goes, there's two kinds of coaches: those who have been fired and those who haven't been fired. I think it's unique in a sense. You were never fired. You were the head coach of Oklahoma. You had success early on, and you maintained that during your entire time.
Yeah, and it was great and fun. And you know, my only reason stepping out were there was not a thing negative. We had just won the Big 12 back-to-back years and just beaten Auburn in the Sugar Bowl, so it was all positive. I just felt it was time. You know, I just felt I had run my course at Oklahoma, and I knew the right guy was in place to take over. I knew I had a mature and good team that would handle it. And so I didn't want to miss the right time. And, you know, in life you don't know what else is coming to you until you open yourself up for it. And I just figured, you know, I had done my deal at Oklahoma, and now let's see what comes next.
Yeah, you know, Coach, another thing that you learn in the book, and I was unaware of this, you know, well, there's several facts I was unaware of. First off, childhood friend being Ray Boom Boom Mancini. I mean, that's a fantastic story in itself. But the fact that you grew up in Ohio, and your favorite team as a child was Oklahoma. I mean, you literally got to live out the dream.
I did. And it was more the team I loved to watch. Whether I was actually wearing Oklahoma gear, that's not true. But I was. I did love to watch Oklahoma play because of the triple option, the style that they played with, all the speed they had on the field. And they were winning at the, you know, they were great teams back then. So they were just fun to watch, really, more than anything.
Coach, I did skip around the book, and of course, just looking at the table of contents, anybody, I guess if you're a football fan, the one chapter that's going to stand out is the Statue of Liberty, and I'm sure you get sick and tired of talking about that. That's probably the main point that I took from Chapter 12, the Statue of Liberty. You said in that book you had told your wife, we're going to have to watch that play forever.
Well, we were going home on the plane. And you know, here's the thing. Everyone acts like, first of all, that wasn't for a Big 12 championship or a national championship game, right? So if it had been one of those games, I would carry it with me. As the fact that it was a bowl game, but at the end of the day, it wasn't for any championships. So if you end up third in the country or eighth in the country, does anyone really care, you know, at the end of the day? So I got over it pretty fast, but I did. Going home the next day, I said, first of all, I can't believe it all just happened the way it did. But I said, you know, we're going to have to watch that the rest of our life. And she said, oh, I know. But anyway, we talk about my feeling on it. And like I said, I got over it quickly because it wasn't for a championship. So in the end, give credit to Boise. They had a great team. They had 26 seniors. Coach Peterson's a great coach. And what everyone forgets about that year, we started that season by removing our starting quarterback from the team the day we started football camp. And I had to move a receiver back to quarterback so that we'd have a quarterback to go on and win. Adrian Peterson got hurt and broke his collarbone halfway through the season. So we played a whole second half of the year without our best player, Adrian Peterson. But we still ended up winning the Big 12 championship, beating our arch rival Nebraska 21-7 in Arrowhead Stadium that year. So everything that we went through, we had a heck of a year. So even besides that game.
Again, our guest right now is legendary college football coach Bob Stoops, and we're talking about his book, No Excuses. Coach, I will say my favorite chapter up to this point was talking about the fact that you guys, when you won the national championship in 2000, it's one of those deals where you experience success so early on in your career. Did you expect that type of success that early on in your second year as head coach?
I can't say that I did, but I didn't discount it either. But, you know, all we were doing and all coaches are trying to do is plug away week to week, month to month, you know, season to season, meaning, you know, the spring, the summer, now we're in the fall. It's just constantly trying to build your team. And, as the season was going on, we started to get that feeling that, and I talk about it in the book again, we return an interception for a touchdown at A&M late in the fourth quarter to take the lead. You don't normally take the lead by an interception return for a touchdown. And I remember I got on the headphones with the coaches and I said, you know what, boys, we can't lose. You just have this feeling that we can't lose, and we didn't. So, we just kept building the program, and I couldn't say, you know, we would have won it, go undefeated in our second year, but we sure did.
Well, and you did it in such, I don't want to say shocking fashion, but it was unexpected fashion, because going into that game against Florida State, we've had Bobby Bowden on the show, and we've actually talked about that game. You guys were double double-digit underdogs, if I remember correctly.
Oh, we were, and they had a great team. They had just won the national championship the year before. They had the leading scoring offense and, I think, total offense in America. And we shut them out that night. We had a great defensive plan. I had my brother Mike Stoops and Brent Venables, a great coordinator down there with Clemson. Now the two of them were running our defense, Mike calling the defense, and we had a great plan and shut them out on defense. And they ended up getting 2 points on a safety snap ball over our punter's head late in the game, but. We went at 13-2, and they did have a great team. But we had that feeling we couldn't be beat. And we had started to feel a little bit of the aura of the old teams, of the Oklahoma teams that have won championships, that, hey, even though we hadn't had success for quite a while, our players had seen so many of those tapes and those kind of teams and games from us showing it to them that they believed they were that kind of team. So we weren't a bit intimidated, and we really looked forward to the game and played really well.
Coach, one of the other aspects in this book, if we're talking about Florida State, let's talk about the other team within that state and your relationship with Steve Spurrier, who was your mentor. And for those who are unaware, of course, you served as the defensive coordinator in Florida, and you actually make mention of the book that you actually considered returning to Florida when Steve Spurrier resigned in 2001, and then your name was rumored yet again in 2010.
Well, there were opportunities, and at the end, and I had a great relationship with Jeremy Foley, the athletic director there at the time, and, and that was a place I was very close to possibly going. And it got down to, I just couldn't turn my back on the people here that hired me, had invested in our program. We were having success and moving forward. And I just truly loved what I was doing here, the support I was getting from our president and athletic director, Joe Castiglione, and the fan base. Every game was sold out, that I just couldn't turn and leave it, you know. And I knew we were going to continue to push forward and have continued success as well.
Again, we're being joined right now by Bob Stoops, legendary college football coach. Now, Coach, in the book, No Excuses, it's not just a fluff piece. I mean, you actually touch on some of the not-so-flattering aspects of your coaching career as well.
Yeah, well, there's a lot. When you're somewhere for 18 years, you're going to have some ups and downs, tough times, or a lot of hard decisions to make. And you do the best you can by working with your administration, your president, Nate, the athletic director, and the people around you to make, you know, to try and continue to push your program forward and deal with tough times as they come.
Coach, I got to ask you a question. I know we're bouncing all over the place, but I want to talk about Lincoln Riley here for just a moment. And I know this is in the book as well, and I think it's probably a good listening point for the audience, that the defining decision to hire Lincoln Riley as your offensive coordinator and why you eventually realized, okay, this is the right guy for the job. What was it?
Well, he was running the air raid system, our spread offense that we all run. And it's the one I wanted to get back to the most, to get back to our roots of being in this air raid offense. And Lincoln was running it at East Carolina and was highly successful running it. And all the other people that were running it, and so I researched what were the top total offenses in America that year. What were the top 15? Six of the top 13 were of this group of guys that run this offense, and Lincoln was one of them. And he was the only one that wasn't a head coach, and he was calling the plays. So that made it pretty simple. Once I got Lincoln in and we had a conversation over a day and, you know, a little interview with some of the other coaches in the room, I knew this was the guy I wanted to hire, and I could hire him away from East Carolina. We had a little more money to offer maybe than East Carolina did.
Well, Coach, there's no question that you had recruited and had the pleasure of coaching some of the finest college football players that we've seen over the last 30, 40 years. I mean, DeMarco Murray, Gerald McCoy. We've talked about Adrian Peterson, a couple of Heisman Trophy winners with Sam Bradford, Baker Mayfield, Jason White. Might not be a fair question, but is there a specific player that you remember seeing play for the first time that just had your jaw dropping? Just one player that you knew, okay, this guy's the finest player in the country.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Just watching him in high school, that was Adrian Peterson. He was a man among boys from, you know, and those high school films are unbelievable. And so he would be the one, you know, that just stood out so much on high school film, just how big and strong and powerful he was.
I remember seeing an interview with Pete Carroll, and they asked him, if you had Adrian Peterson, Reggie Bush, and Lindell White in your backfield, what would you have done with AP? And he said, I would have started him. So how intense was that recruiting battle for AP?
Oh, it was very intense, you know, but at the end of the day, he really liked Oklahoma and knew he would be challenged in our program, that he wouldn't be given anything. He was going to be pushed. And I think those are some of the reasons he came, you know. And he had some familiarity through his dad. His dad, Nelson, had played basketball here for a brief time, was recruited here to play basketball, and knew of Oklahoma. And then we got a good relationship with him as well. And he realized that we'd look after him. This would be a great place for him, and that we would challenge and push him to be as good as he could be.
Coach, you came to Oklahoma as a winner. You left Oklahoma as a winner. You put this program in the spot where Lincoln Riley has been able to continue to piggyback off of that success. You walk away from the game of college football. Now you're set to make your return in the XFL. Why is that? What was it that brought you back to coaching, specifically to the XFL?
A number of things. I believe in the leadership from Vince McMahon down through the ranks to our commissioner, Oliver Luck. And their vision, you know, for what they want, play good, solid football, people are used to watching. You know, it's a season, a 10-game schedule that starts the weekend after the Super Bowl. We've already got great TV contracts. We've got national broadcasts with ESPN and Fox for all our games. So in the end, I just think it really sets up well, and I like, you know, the idea of starting it from the ground up and seeing where it leads.
Coach, last question before I let you go. It'd be easy to say, you know, what's the most memorable victory you ever had? In the book, you make mention, and you never get tired of winning Big 12 championships. So outside of the national championship win, outside of the conference victories, what is the most memorable regular season victory of your career?
I got to give you two, just to be fair to my 99 team that didn't win championship or anything, but we beat at homecoming when I felt we really turned the corner. We beat the defending Big 12 champs, Texas A&M, 51-6 in our homecoming game at home. And I felt we really had turned the page right there. And then it culminated in the next year, we had a 3-week run of Texas, Kansas State, and now Nebraska, who was one in the country. And we beat them at home 31-14, and the whole stand's empty. We tear down the goalpost. The fans have, you know, stormed the field. They hadn't stormed the field there in probably 30 years, and they haven't stormed it since. So beating Nebraska, who was number one at the time, and that put us to number one in the country, beating them at home in 2000.
Well, Coach, I know we're running short on time. Boy, it is a pleasure to talk with you, get to hear a few stories. As you mentioned, you know, 5 minutes isn't enough to answer some of the questions you've been asked. 15 isn't enough here on the radio. So, again, there's no question. The listeners definitely need to pick up the book, No Excuses, The Making of a Head Football Coach by Bob Stoops. Coach, thank you so much for the time today. It truly was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Fantastic. Bob Stoops, former Oklahoma Sooner football coach, and now he's gearing up to coach the Dallas Renegades in the XFL. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.